Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we sit and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and dependent upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Give my mind where I can think right. Everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praise, and the powerful name of Jesus and the whole church. Amen. To our preachers and deacons, to all the Lord's children, it's just good to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. You can die right when you know Jesus. He come to see to us, those who want to die right. He the one to hand death. He the only somebody who can control death. Thank God for Jesus Christ. Do y'all feel like we treat Jesus right sometimes? I know all of us come short, but we can treat him better sometimes. For what he has done for us. He done something for us that nobody, no machine or nothing can do for us. But we take him so lightly. Take him as something to play with. Sometimes we feel like Jesus have Alzheimer's. Sometimes we feel like time something happened to us, we go to Jesus. He's so long suffering, patient with us. He put up with us and even look beyond our fault to see our need. But so many of us come to church just to play sometimes. You never hear me say nothing else. Don't play with your soul. Everybody gonna die. Yes, sir. I say everybody. Yes, gonna die. Yes, sir. Everybody gonna leave here going somewhere. Yes, but we take church something lightly. Yes, wherever you go, you're there to stay. Wherever you go. And where the Bible reads, number two places to go. Folk dying right now, going somewhere. Yeah. All over the world, somebody dying, somebody dying. They're going somewhere. Yeah. The soul gone somewhere. Yeah. Heaven or hell.
All right.
Up in two places. Yeah. Ain't no purgatory. It's heaven or hell.
All right.
We don't like to hear the word hell. We can call it Sheol if you want it, but it's still hell.
All right.
I mean it.
Sir.
Mean it. We take it lightly. Take it lightly. But what Jesus is going to come here to do.
All right.
Thank you.
He come to keep us.
Yes, sir.
From going to hell.
Well.
And that word not spoken too much in church now in modern time. But it's still there.
All right.
Now that I speak, somebody going right now.
All right.
Don't play with your soul.
tell my preachers, tell folks the truth. Let them get hot. Let them turn the flip. But you tell them the truth. Don't let God be your enemy. God hold us responsible to tell folks the truth. But folk take church something to play with. Your soul is all you got. And the Bible went further and said, what is profit a man if he get the whole world and put it in his hand and die and go to hell? What is profit that man?
Yes, sir.
But we take church something to play with. I want to leave you on telling folks I told them about Jesus. Ain't nobody in here never said I played with your soul.
Amen. Thank you.
I'm got to stand before a living God one day. All these preachers got to stand. They can play if they want to. But they got to stand before a living soul. That soul got to stand before God. Lawyer ain't gonna be there to help you. Because the lawyer got to stand himself. Doctor got to stand. Everybody got to stand. Don't come to church to play and criticize. Who is us to criticize somebody else? Think about your soul. You don't know when you're gonna die. But you're getting out of here. I'm not but 20. I don't care if you're but 10. You're getting out of here. Try to get off salvation, but God still got my own salvation. Something about salvation, we missing it.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God.
I want to help Daniel in the lounge then, but Daniel got out.
All right. All right.
He got out because he had salvation on his side.
You're right.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Look at Hebrews 2:3 also. Hebrews 2:3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? God, great salvation, number 10. I want to leave here and say, I told you about salvation.
All right. All right. All right, Pastor.
I told you about salvation. It's a great salvation. Great. What make it so great? What makes salvation so great? Because it, nothing else can do what it can do. And what it's doing now. I go far enough to say it's heaven best. For as man is concerned, it is heaven best. God didn't give us second best. God didn't give us no trash to live over. He gave us heaven best. Can I say it like this? Sometimes we go in our closet, we got some of our best stuff behind the cheap stuff. He got some of the cheap stuff out the way.
Yeah. Thank you.
And robbed his safe.
Yeah.
And got his only son.
Yeah.
He passed the other angels.
Yeah.
Could have got Gabriel, but Gabriel wasn't good enough. Could have got Michael. Michael wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
He got his best.
Yes, sir.
The only son.
Talk about it.
For some low down folks like us.
Tell it.
What makes us low down? That's a good question.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What make people to be low down?
Yes, sir.
Low down is you dig ditches for folks.
Yeah.
Do things behind folks' back.
Yeah.
Shoot folks in the hide.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
Yeah.
When you don't know Jesus, you'll do anything.
Yeah.
Low down. But salvation is stop us from doing low down things.
Yeah.
Sinful things.
Yeah.
Because the Holy Spirit on the inside of control us.
Yeah.
I find out something you can't handle yourself by yourself. Self is too heavy for self.
Yeah.
You got to have some help.
Yes, sir.
Take your time.
Got to have some help.
Yeah.
Holy Ghost just to help us.
Yes, sir. You have
to help us. Well, I used to get drunk.
Yeah.
I don't get drunk no more. Because God give me power to pass that gin now.
My mind.
One time I couldn't pass it.
Go ahead.
The old folks said, take the taste out my mouth.
Yeah.
Some old folks said, I don't do what I used to do.
All right.
Something that happened to me on the inside.
Yeah.
And when something happened on the inside, you don't do what you used to do.
Yeah.
What you used to dig, get you don't dig it no. You put a bridge across down. Something strange about salvation.
Yeah.
How shall we escape? And we need like so greater salvation. What make it so great again? Because there's nothing else can do it.
That's right.
What it have already done is helping best.
Yeah.
It's called the love of God.
Yeah. Right.
And this what make real love does what it does. Because it's care. It's love in action. It's act.
Yes, sir.
You don't put love, hide it.
Yes, sir.
Love got to be in action.
Yes.
It got to be shown. It got to be seen.
Yes.
Why, I used to dig ditches. I don't dig it for my fellow no more. I put a bridge across there now.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. Yes, Lord.
Where all that fuss coming from? Get it straight now, then. Devil don't let you talk about self. Y'all know it. Yeah, basically make you start loving folks. Y'all didn't know that?
All right.
Well, you used to steal. You don't steal no more. Yeah, basically make you stop doing it then.
Yes, sir.
Strange something about
salvation.
It is called the love of God. And what real love does, it cares. Love is in action. God loves something that really doesn't need nothing.
All right.
You'll get there later. What God knee with man. Think. What God need with man? I'm going to let you think a minute. What God need with person, you? What God need with me? You might well forget it, dear, but I rebuke you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. What God need with me? Nothing. I ain't going to church, so...
Now.
I'm going to miss rehearsal. You'll miss me. Okay.
All right. Come on now.
What? God Almighty. God need with you, Walker. Nothing.
Thank you.
Everything I'm doing right now, God can get a cat to do it. Everything you doing, God can get a mule to do it. God ain't nowhere, got his head on his hand, wondering where you are. He know where you are. Know what you're going to do when you leave him. Know where you're going tomorrow if you live. He know everything. We can't fool him. Why don't we humble ourselves and say, Lord, I need you.
Yes, sir. Come on.
We... Oh, boy. Been preaching a long time. We church something to play with. Church ain't nothing to play with. Folk be playing with their soul and don't even realize they're playing with their soul. It's bother real preachers. If it don't ever bother a preacher that by soul, something wrong with him. Standing up here ain't nothing to play with.
Amen.
I know we got a lot of phony standing up in pulpits, but God got some real preachers, some real pastors tell folks the truth. Yeah. Folks rather hear lies than to hear truth now. Yeah. Tell lies to make folks feel good, but their soul is on their way to hell.
Right. Yeah.
And God gave us his only son. That we may miss here. And my brothers and sisters, God's salvation started when Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden. The need for salvation for man's soul go back to remove of Adam and Eve from the Garden of Eden. When they disobeyed the word of God. And my brothers and sisters, man take God great salvation just too lightly. It calls heaven best. Watch it now. Nothing on this earth is better than heaven. Nothing.
Yeah.
Just think some good things on this earth.
Yeah.
Valuable things on this earth.
Yeah.
But it calls God heaven best.
Yeah.
To come down to give us salvation.
Yeah.
He put interest on it.
Yeah.
God great salvation.
Yes,
yes, nothing else more greater than God's salvation to mankind. Nothing. I don't care what you come up with, nothing more greater than what God done gave us from heaven. When he gave his only begotten son. God could have gave us Micah. Gabriel. They weren't good enough. And I watched, been pastor a pretty good while now, and I watched how folks give God leftovers.
Right.
I ain't going to do nothing with it anyway.
Yeah.
Leftovers.
Yeah.
But when it comes out, when the doctor walk away from your bed, you want the best now. Always remember, God knew you before you knew yourself.
That's right.
Always remember, you can't never fool God.
That's right.
Oh. Folk, I'm not. Just listen at me. God got on my heart. You got to preach what you put on your heart. And sometimes folk can just sit in church and ain't down to nobody, and just. It looks so proud, and if they fall, you'll break. And don't realize that God got his eyes on you. God know everybody one by one. God ain't getting crossed up with nobody. Matter of fact, he knew us before the foundation of the world. God didn't wonder where you are. He already got you where he are. Always remember that by God. See, we play with God too much. You playing with your own soul and don't even know it. And what God done for us, he called a great salvation. And we take it something to play with. God Almighty. We need God. But God doesn't need nothing. God Almighty. We need salvation for our soul. God Almighty. Adam and Eve, they got messed up themselves by being disobedient to God. When you disobey God, you disobeying your own soul and don't know it. The soul be crying out, crazy to somebody, come to yourself. I don't want to go to hell.
Yes, sir.
Can I say it crazy to somebody?
Yes, sir.
That soul came from God. And want to go back to God. But he left you in charge of it.
Yes, sir.
You make a choice.
Right,
we got a God so loved the world that he won't see nobody perish.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I'm going to give you a way out for folk turn it down.
Yeah.
Why are they turning it down? The devil blind their mind. Because the devil know where he going.
Well.
I said the devil know where he going.
Yes,
the devil already knows that. He can't do nothing to stop from going to hell. And not only hell, he going to get hell and throw it over in the lake of fire. It never consumed. Be there forever and ever and ever. I heard a man say, what in hell you want?
Right.
Folks turn down Jesus just to go to hell. There ain't no way out. No help nowhere. Nothing but moaning and groaning. Never consumed. Now, ain't nobody playing checkers and going to the ball game. Nothing but moaning and groaning. All night and all day. Moaning and groaning.
Amen.
Ain't going to visit nobody. Everybody moaning and groaning. All night. No rest forever. And ever. Don't take this lightly. I can't help myself. I just got to tell you. We take church something to play with. And your soul is so important until God himself got his soul. Yeah, devil. In the name of Jesus. The devil, he won't force to go to hell with him.
That's right.
He wants folk to go to hell with him. This is what salvation is all about. Don't play with your soul. We take church something to play with. God, Son Jesus, is the only way to keep a soul from going to hell.
Right.
I found out something since I've been a preacher pastor. Folks don't like to be plain and simple.
Right.
Yeah. Say Hades, it still mean hell.
Yes,
sir. Sheol, all that. Yes, it's in English what you know and understand.
Yes, right.
And God hold the preacher responsible. Not so much to show themselves, but to show Jesus and what the Bible says.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
And preaching the gospel without compromising is not popular.
No, sir.
No.
Amen.
Tell me how to get over. I'm trying to tell you how to get over.
All right.
Jesus is the only way what? If you miss him, you're already under. And you'll stay under. Until you run up on Jesus. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, this is why Jesus came here. To keep man from going to hell. The devil got what men should be running from. That's sin and death. I said, the devil got that. What men should be what? Running from. God Almighty. And that's sin and death. Paul, how about reading some of them? Look at John 10 and 10 for me. God Almighty. Sometimes folks fight over position in churches. Kill folks over position. You got to make sure your position is in Jesus.
All right.
I mean it. God Almighty.
The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly.
Notice what the devil come for. He come to steal, kill, and destroy. And he stop and said, but I.
Yes,
question of pronoun, I.
Yes, sir.
Thank God he stopped.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Just suppose he had left it like that. Just suppose he had to say, the thief come but to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get you when I get there. But. But he had to stop.
All right.
That personal pronoun stepped in there. I have come. And when that I stepped in, it stepped on the devil's head. Bam.
All right.
It's something about just I.
Right.
You can't do nothing with it. I have come. When I come, I got everything in my hand. The devil got to do what I tell him to do. Ain't you glad of that, preacher?
Amen.
That God got everything in his hand.
Yeah, preacher. Glory to God.
God knows we're doing this.
Yeah.
Sweating and all like that. He got everything.
All right.
Y'all see that handshaker right there?
Yes,
watch this. Y'all see how wide it can get?
Yes,
sir. Anybody? How wide? But God got a hold of it. In his
hand.
Oh, and everything in this world got to do what he said.
Yeah. All right.
The bride can't move it
except he allow you to move. Acid can't crawl on you except he want him to crawl on you.
He just got everything in his hand. Don't you never little point God. God ain't nowhere got his hand on his, got his head in his hand. Stretching his head. Wonder what they're doing over yonder. Yonder is in his hand. Yonder got to get permission.
That's right. Yes, sir.
To do what his hand tells it to do. That's how you see God. That's mean we can say words like this. If God be.
All right. All right.
You ain't got to worry about. I better say it. You ain't got to worry about folks.
Thank you.
Messing with you.
Thank you.
Can't nobody touch you except God allowed them to touch you. Always remember that. We got too many scared preachers, scared to preach the gospel. Preach the gospel, preachers.
Amen.
Scared to preach what Negroes gonna say. Let them say what they want to say. God got the Negro, the white man, the black man, the blue man, every man in his hand. He controls everything.
All right.
What Deacon Roberts gonna say? What Deacon Roberts? Oh, y'all rebel soul, so y'all so forget all of them. Please him. He rocks you to sleep at night. He watch over you all night. He don't want to wake you up in the morning. He don't want to keep you from having that rage. He don't want to let you get grounded. He the one controls everything. The birds can't feed except God gives them something to eat.
You're right.
That's how you have to see God.
Yeah.
We see God too narrow.
Yeah.
Right. Amen.
We're scared to trust Him.
Right. Amen.
Thank you, sir.
He wants to lean on
you.
Stand up, Paul. Give me a big man. Okay, a little man can't do that. Don't let me fall now.
Let you fall,
lean on, see, you got to lean on.
Yes, sir. Lean on. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Pick me up now.
Yes, sir.
God wants us to lean on Him.
Yes.
God tired us doing something like this.
Yes, sir.
Call yourself got a little cotton leg there. Yes, waiting on her. At this case, God move. I got on. You ain't got nothing. God in control of everything. Everything is in His hand. We take Him too lightly.
Yes.
We're scared to trust Him.
Yes.
Mama.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Got pastors scared to preach the gospel.
Yes.
Folks don't get rid of me. Let them get rid of me.
Yes.
But God in control of everything.
Yes.
If you're scared, come out your poor
yes.
people.
Yes.
Never been scared to preach. I know who called me. He got all power. Ain't no more nowhere. I say ain't no more nowhere. When you say I got all of it. In His hand. I got all of it. In my hand.
Yes, sir.
The devil know that.
Yes,
sir.
Devil be at church every Sunday.
Yes,
he don't. He miss football games and things like that, but he don't miss church.
Right.
He know that's where the power at.
That's it.
Ain't no power at no football game. But boy, when you come and talk about Jesus,
All right.
He had to tremble when he come in here because there's a Jesus church.
Yes.
When he lift up that name, he tremble.
Yes. All right.
He tremble. When he come around God, he got to tremble. Because he know who God is. Bless His holy name. And my brothers and sisters, the devil got what man should be running from. And that's sin.
and death. But thank God for John 10 and 10. Read it, Paul.
The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come that they might have life.
Yeah.
And that they might have it more abundantly.
I have come.
Yes, sir.
I have come.
Yes, sir.
That they might have life.
Yes, sir. Right,
sir. The devil come to steal,
yes, sir,
kill, three things.
Yes, sir.
But thank God he didn't stop writing.
Amen.
Just suppose he had left it right there, Mims.
All right.
Huh? We have been messed up.
Yes, sir.
All right. The thief come, but what? To steal, kill, and destroy.
Yes.
Period. Bam.
Yes, sir.
What we gonna do, Jesus?
Yeah.
But he kept writing.
Yes, sir. Amen.
But I have
all right.
come.
Yeah,
right. To take care of that joker.
Amen.
Can I add that in there?
Yes, yes.
But I have come that you might have life.
Yes,
the devil come to do what? Steal,
uh-huh,
kill, but
Look.
I have
come.
Yes, sir. To block what he's finna do.
Yes, sir.
He can't do it except I allow him
right,
to do
right,
it.
Right.
Thank God for Jesus.
Yes.
That we all give God some glory.
Yes.
What he done for us.
Yes.
The devil will kill us, but he can't kill us because of Jesus.
That's right.
You think the devil love you? No.
Yes.
You working for him, he's about to get you killed.
Yes.
Thank God for Jesus.
Yes.
Set yourself down, devil.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. He come to steal,
yes,
kill,
yes,
and destroy.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Ain't no good to him nowhere.
Nowhere.
You can say that thing. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
you know, like we're talking about him now. I tell you that right now.
Right.
But God owned everything.
Yes, sir.
And God is in control of everything.
Yes.
Can't nothing move except God allow
Amen.
It to move.
Yes.
Some of you may not know this, but always remember this. Remember nothing else.
Yes, sir.
God, everybody say God.
God.
Capital G. God
yes,
is nowhere on his throne twisting around,
right,
scratching his head, wonder what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Don't look at God that narrow.
Right.
Watch this. Even before God said, let there be light, he already knew it.
Right.
Everything obey God but man.
Right.
God don't have no problem with the ocean. With the sun and the moon,
yeah,
clouds.
Well,
you tell the dog cloud, get dog,
yeah,
get bright. Don't have a bit, don't argue, do nothing. Just go on,
yes, sir.
All right.
Rain, ain't got a problem with no rain.
Yes, sir.
Never argue, no problem with nothing like that. But when it come down to us, why?
Yeah. You're right.
Why us? Not like moon and sun, just do what God said. Let me tell you why. The devil hate what God done for us.
Right.
He gave us power over him.
All right.
And the devil hate it. You can rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus. And the devil hate that. The devil got power, but God got all power.
Yeah.
And the devil got to do what God said do. If the devil can do what he wants to do, you won't be sitting there. I won't be standing here. Because we come to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yeah.
But God said, I came that he may have what? Life.
Amen.
Amen.
And you can have it not abundantly, but more of. I got life. Eternal life. I got above that. What you mean, Reverend Walker? I'm going to a place when I die.
Yes, sir.
Oh, mercy. I ain't got to wear no more suits. I ain't got to wear no more long stay salam like this fella. No stay salam, man. Yes. Just saying. He got it fixed like he wanted.
Yes, sir.
And can't nobody unfix what he already know what. Fix.
All right.
God in control of him. Please see God like that. Please see him like that. God ain't wondering what's going to happen to you. He already got you. Lord Almighty. We too shaky when the devil come around us. We too shaky. You look at that devil and point at him. Now dare you point the Bible at him. Because this is the word of God. He trembles. Point the word at him. The devil hates you because you have the word of God.
Yes.
You point this Bible at him, you ain't got to read nothing. Just point it at him.
Yes, sir.
He tremble.
Yes, sir.
He know this is the word of God.
Right.
He know that. And then if he get coming at you, so I rebuke you.
Yes, sir.
In the name. I say in the name.
Right. Yes, sir.
Why the name? Because it's been exalted.
All right.
Above every name. Every name you can come up with, I put my son Jesus' name above every name. I don't care what name you come up with. In heaven, in hell, or wherever, I put my son Jesus' name.
Yes.
And watch this now.
Yes, sir.
Watch this now. I put my son name above every name.
Yes,
Satan is a name, man.
Yes, sir.
I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. You ought to try sometime. I say you ought to try sometime. Years ago, I've been 40 years now. Years ago, one of my members got to fight with a husband. And I told him, I'm not lying now. It's been years ago, you know. And I said, your husband come at you.
Yes, sir.
Punch the Bible in my holler in the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
God knows I'm not lying. She said, Reverend, he coming at me? I said, Jesus, 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 Jesus. He backed up.
All right.
See, every knee got the bow.
Yes.
I'm going to tell y'all this because I don't do that for within. One of my members told me, Jesse, one of the mom up in the whipper.
Yeah.
What little girl?
Yeah.
She had that speech come. She said, Jesus, 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 Jesus. She said, you said Jesus already went off bunion up my hand. I could do my grin, y'all. I'm just saying. It's something about the name. I said something about the name. I said something about the name. I said something about the name. Can't nobody do nothing with it. The devil in hell, all his demons can't do nothing with the name. Because it's been exalted. And God exalted it. Every knee got to bow. Everybody got to bow. Bow now or bow later, you go bow. All sinners got to bow. Those who don't get saved got to bow. You tell me, Reverend, that folks don't get saved? Yeah, according to the Bible. See, everybody got to see. God Almighty. And when the, I don't know if he's going to hell down there or whatever. But they got to bow. When they see him, they got to bow.
and gone on to hell wherever they're at.
Because
it's been what? Exalted. There's no name on this earth more greater than the name of Jesus. Sometimes try. Little Abby, try. Right. Somebody come at you, your husband come at you? Want to fight you? Well, women fight now, but if your husband come at you, he went to shoot you now, but come at you. Jesus, 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 Jesus! Boy, when you get to, something, when you get to hollering about Jesus, right, something got to move.
Yes,
I said, something got to move.
Yes,
I don't care how bad, I don't get slob out of his mouth. Something got to move. Because his name been exalted. Above every name. At this name. Boy, I get happy just saying it. At this name. At this name. Every knee. Okay. He may not have no, but he got to bow.
Yes, sir.
If he ain't got no knees, he got to fall flat. He got to do something. All you know, he got the Bible.
That's right.
God done fixed it like that, and can't nobody unfix it. God Almighty, Jesus heals and got what man should be running to, and that's truth and life, eternal. God Almighty, bless His holy name. And my brothers and sisters, Paul, read something for you for my time by running. I'm going to get that verse in. How about reading Romans 6 and 23 for me? There we got what man should be running from. Yeah.
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Watch this now. For the wages of what? Sin is death.
Yeah.
But the gift of God is eternal life through Moses.
No,
what did that thing say?
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah,
through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Yeah.
God Almighty. The wages.
Yes,
watch this.
Yeah.
Christine,
yes,
who can play the wages of sin and death? The wages of what? The wages of sin is what?
Yes.
Jesus paid it for you.
Yes.
You weren't able.
Yes.
You weren't rich enough.
Yes.
You weren't holy enough.
Yes.
You weren't righteous enough.
Yes.
He paid it all for you. He paid it all for me.
Yeah.
By the wages and all that have what sin and come short of in glory.
That's right.
Reverend ain't never done nothing. When I came out of my mother's womb, all I can remember, I done right. And I'm lying.
All right.
Don't let the devil deceive you.
All right.
And if you've done all of that, obeyed your mama, done all of that, done all of that, you're still on your way to hell.
Yeah. Right, right.
Jesus come to keep a man from going to hell.
Amen. Take your time.
By believing on Him as Lord and Savior.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Yes, sir.
That's what He come in the world for.
Yes,
to keep man from going to hell.
Yes.
For God so loved us.
Yes.
He sent His only Son to go to hell for us, to keep us from going. Those who believe on Him. If you never believe on Him, hell will be your home. It's just that simple. That's simple enough right there. That's simple enough right there. If you want to go to hell, don't believe on Jesus. If you want to miss hell, believe on Jesus. By giving your life to Him. It's just that simple. God have a great salvation. God Almighty. You're welcome, baby. Well, I got 30 more minutes.
This is Cal on number 1850. Carolina, number 18. Yeah.
Wait a minute now, I got hungry now. Wait. I'm finna quit. I don't get fat, but I'm ready to eat too, so. It's a great salvation. God Almighty, don't you never let nobody tell you that God didn't do nothing for you. You may not have what the Joneses have. Don't worry about that. You got some money came by.
All right, all right, all right.
When you got God's salvation, money can't touch it.
That's right, that's right. Thank you, sir.
May not have what other folks have. You got Jesus.
All right.
Watch this. I'm going to go. Watch this. You got Jesus. Well, how can you have all what I see my sister have with you? And don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Sometimes stuff will mess you up. Sometimes if you don't watch it, stuff will get you lifted up in pride. Stuff will make you think you're more than other folk. Sometimes stuff will make you look down at folk. And if you don't watch yourself, somebody will be looking down at you. What a man sow, that's what he shall reap. Always remember that. Don't look down on nobody. Don't think you better than nobody else. Lord, flip that thing around, make you drag yourself like a snake on the ground.
All right. All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Good preacher. This is the kind of God we serve. Salvation for whosoever will, let him come. Ain't y'all glad of that? Watch this. I'm finna go. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Now, I'll come in and cut this man's head off. Oh, and then put it in a sack and throw it at you. Oh, boy. Cut this man. I don't know what y'all do to me, but I cut it off. And, you know, somebody cuts in. And I'm going to prison. Yeah, I'm going to prison because I cut that man's head off. I'm in prison. Watch. I'm going to show you the kind of God we sit there. You ought to go to hell. Jail child, right there in the pulpit. Yeah. I'm going to jail. Yeah. No, he's going to hell. Yeah. Paul killed a lot of Christians. Yeah. Look what he wrote in the Bible. Watch this now. Just the kind of God we serve. With all the bad you done. I don't care how bad it is. It's so bad, folks look at you and get scared. But boy, if you want to go to heaven, I don't care what you done. If you want to go to heaven, my dad, you get on your knees.
All right.
And say, Lord, please forgive me for killing that man. I cut his head off. Please forgive me, Lord. I'm going to tell his family, I'm just sorry. Forgive me. I want to give my life to you, Lord. Boy, he'll take you in just like this. This is the kind of God we serve. He's a merciful God. All that's a sin that comes short of his glory. And we ain't done this, we done that. And if you hurry up, you'll help do something else. Daddy, others, but God is so merciful. He come to save folks from going to hell. And I don't care what you done.
Glory.
How bad it was. And the Bible said some things was shortening the days. And all that kind of stuff. But heaven and shortening days is different. Shorten days, sometimes you do things in your life. Be sassy to your mama. The Bible says he's shortening your days. But I'm just looking at just a bad somebody. They can be so bad and kill 15 folks and buzz head them wide open. All God waiting on that sinner to do to get on his knees. Just say, Lord, I don't sin against you so much. Save me. Heaven will fly wide open. And bring him in. That's the kind of God we serve. I don't heard folks, I don't talk to folks all over the street years ago. They said, I'm too bad to go to him. You ain't never too bad. Oh, God wants you to just give in. You hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and accept it. You saved. Saved. I said saved. Saved. I'm not going to hell. I'm not boasting. I'm not on my way to hell. I'm on my way to heaven. Because I gave my life to Jesus. And then if I come short and sin, don't be scared to tell God, please forgive me. Always don't jump in the bed and do everything but wrong, but right. And then we'll jump in the bed. Yeah, you ain't done nothing. What's wrong with getting on your knees? Say, Lord, please forgive me for all of my many sins I've done today. Just go and get rid of them. God already knows what you're doing.
Thank you.
How you can hide from God? Okay. He wants you to be honest with him. And he'll forgive you regardless of what you done done.
Hallelujah.
Can't beat that no way. Can't beat that no way. Go kill 15 folks and bust head wide open. And bust heaven, I said, wide open. I ain't say hell, I said heaven. All I got to do, I mean this. Lord, forgive me for killing them 15 folks. I'm a sinner anyway. Please save me. What you expect a sinner to do? He ain't got no power anyway. The devil got him going, eh? So that's when you get converted. To keep us from doing the thing we what used to do.
All right,
well, I used to get drunk. I don't get drunk no more. I got a taste for that stuff. I get around folks who drinking it, I smell it. And I want some. Uh-huh. But now since I've been converted, uh-huh, the taste come out my mouth.
Yeah.
I can pass by and pour it out now. But I used to couldn't pour it out. But I can pour it out now. Because
yeah.
I got a new taste.
Uh-huh.
I got a Holy Ghost taste.
Yeah.
I got a Bible taste.
Yeah.
I got a church taste on the inside now.
Yeah.
Old folks used to shout, say, I don't do what I used to do.
Yeah.
I'm talking about old folks now. Back in the olden days, they get a shout around there, boy. The church is dressed, hanging on one side. You know, folks got to hold them up. You know, boy, but they talk about Jesus, didn't they, boy? Boy, they talk about Jesus because they didn't change. They weren't ashamed of him. And if anybody in here need him as your Savior, that's what he come here for, to save you. Watch this, watch this. If you without Jesus, what you think Jesus come here for?
Yeah.
Think now, think. If you in here without Jesus, what you think he come in the world for? Hey, but once somebody gonna get mad, that's the devil. What the devil care about sitting in church but don't ever give your life to Jesus? What the devil care? As long as you put doubts in your mind, that's all the devil want. All the devil want. I'm going up on shame. Shame of what? Shame of us. Hey, but once somebody gonna get mad, them folks who don't know Jesus in here, the rest of them gonna shout for joy. Because that's my brother now. I got a new brother. Y'all let y'all scared to clap on that. Ain't nobody gonna get mad. But the devil. Nobody but the devil. He can't tell because he know where he going if he don't get saved.
Yeah.
Just what preaching is all about. Just what church is all about.
Yeah.
Church ain't come just, you know, dressed up and look sharp.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in a little sharp with this thing. I'm in a little like a tramp, but I think I'm sharp.
You know
I know I ain't hit no nothing, but it's just different. That's what church is all about. I mean, this is what church is all about. This is what preaching is all about.
Yeah. Amen.
Folks who need Jesus and encourage the saints to go on. Don't hold your head down. You've got something to thank God for. Don't go to bed without thanking God. Don't eat your dinner without thanking God. When you get in the house, say, thank you for letting me get back home. Say, thank you for everything. He loved to hear that. God, get tired of it. Every time, get on your knees. Let me say it like I want to plead. Gave us a head.